Good morning, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, December 15th, 2023, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a higher open, with S&P futures pointing up 0.2%. This follows Asian markets generally closing higher, and European markets largely higher in early trading. The US 10-year is flat, yielding 3.91%. The dollar is higher against the euro and pound, down against the yen. Gold, oil, and industrial metals are higher, and cryptocurrencies are mixed. Markets continued on Wall Street's lead overnight, with the multi-asset rally continuing through the Asian session. However, technical indicators are sending a faint overbought signal in places, indicating a pause may be the next stage of the market's development. Nevertheless, Asian equities saw an across-the-region rally for the week, with the MSCI Asia Pac ex Japan index up almost 3% as Asian trading came to an end on Friday. At the same time, seasonality is also being mentioned as supportive for risk assets. On the data front, we had New Zealand November business PMI coming in above prior reading, France November CPI coming in slightly above expectations, Swedish November unemployment rate coming in above consensus, China November fixed asset investment in line with prior reading, and China November industrial production above expectations and prior reading. Pretty light on today's US economic calendar, with just the December Empire manufacturing, followed by November capacity utilization and November industrial production. In corporate news, El Economista reports that Citi's Banamex is on track to be split off in H2 2024. The article cites comments from Banamex CEO Manuel Romo, who said that the plan is on track for there to be two independent groups operating by H2 2024, being Banamex and Citi Mexico. The New York Post reports that Morgan Stanley employees are hoping for an end to the witch hunt atmosphere. Sources tell the Post that unlike Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley took the $125 million SEC fine it was assessed for misuse of messaging apps in 2022 from employees by fining them from 4 to 7 digits each. Insiders tell the Post of the witch hunt atmosphere in which hundreds of bankers were interrogated about their personal device use by lawyers. On today's earnings calendar, we have Darden Restaurants due to report before the open. Asian equities ended mostly higher on Friday as the risk-on rally continued. Strong gains for Hong Kong, which rose on the news of the PBOC's record cash injection, but mainland benchmarks were down slightly. Reuters reports that China is to run a budget deficit of 3% of GDP in 2024 and aiming for around 5% growth. The article cites people with knowledge of the matter, reporting that top leaders in China agreed at a recent Central Economic Work Conference to run a budget deficit of 3% of GDP in 2024, with other fiscal support likely to be covered by off-budget debt. It was noted that the figure would be lower than this year's revised 3.8% target, indicating Beijing's intention to maintain fiscal discipline and making a bazooka-like fiscal stimulus unlikely. European markets have opened largely higher, with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC, and German DAX all trading up. The EU is to extend the trade truce with the US over steel tariffs until after the US elections, despite tariff rate quotas seen as imbalanced arrangement, with 20% of EU steel still subject to tariffs. Most EU countries wish to avoid trade tensions with the US ahead of next year's elections. As such, Brussels will not reimpose tariffs on American whiskey and motorcycles next year. And the Bundesbank published an update on its economic outlook and expects the economy to start gradually recovering from the start of 2024. It said that compared with the last update in June, expansion has been delayed by around 3 quarters. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Friday, December 15th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.